prosper, that probably the best economic development investment we can make is in K through 12 community colleges and higher ed.
Thank you. Let me go ahead and read my pony, and we can have further discussion if necessary. Senate Bill 5549, the -1 amendments provide a state school fund level of $5.325 billion for the 2005-07 biennium. This includes $5.03 billion from the general fund, $295.7 million from the lottery resources, and about $1 million from state timber taxes. The $5.325 billion level of spending is about an 8% increase over the 2003-05 legislatively approved budget. When combined with estimated local formula revenues, this provides $7.9 billion for K-12 operations in 2005-07, approximately a 9% increase over 2003-2005. I'd also point out, though, that this is the first significant increase we've had in about 6 years. As you all many of you remember, it was $4.8 billion in 1999, and it's all $4.9 billion right now. So I would look at this as we're finally paying catch up and making some of the investments that Senator Devlin referred to. With that, I would recommend that Senate Bill 5549 be amended and reported out and do pass with the -1s.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, discussion, please.
I just like the record to reflect that many times when we talk about education in this state, we don't realize that education is also economic development. And we mention teachers and we mention kids. But I think we forget to talk about the ancillary staff, the effects of the loss of so many ancillary staff, support staff people, and technicians that work in our schools. And these are people that are heads of households as well. And Portland Public Schools is laying off to that level as well. And so I'd like the record to reflect that not only do teachers and kids suffer, but we have a whole system of education in K-12, and that technical and other support staff people who have family members and heads of households are losing jobs as well. And that gets us down to a kind of a critical mass, if you will, in terms of who is negatively affected by our schools when we don't appropriately fund our schools. And while I will be supporting this bill, Mr. Chairman, but please know that I have the hearts and minds of those other level of people who are also losing their jobs as well.
Thank you. Good comment. Senator Bates, Senator Nelson.
This is really a statement of the obvious, but I do want to get the record. This bill is not being presented in a vacuum. We've agreed to a 12393 overall budget. If you want a higher number for K-12, you have to be serious about what you do to the rest of those budgets in public safety, in human services, and natural resources. And we have a responsibility to present a budget to the state of Oregon that represents something done in a reasonable length of time and done within the confines of an agreement of 12393. And as long as we're staying with that number, I think this is a reasonable number to put out. And the remainder of the budget the co-chair has put out is also reasonable numbers, reflecting, I think, all the things we've heard in subcommittee, both in the natural resources and human resources and other subcommittees, trying to meld together a reasonable budget within the number of 12393. So I don't want people to think this is just one budget going out. It's part of an overall package which you've made available to the public. Thank you, Mr. Co-chair.
Thank you. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to have to vote against this because I disagree with some of the statements, and I appreciate people's position on this thing. And I also want to thank the chair of the subcommittee for getting us to our paces so that we really did some good things. But, I mean, we're talking about economic development. I think this budget reflects the hydraulic, as the chair of the subcommittee said this morning. There's a hydraulic thing here. We can't fund all these things. I have issues as far as the tuition freeze and the opportunity grants as higher education and community colleges, statewide programs. I have issues with Oregon Health Science University. If you're talking about economic development, the testimony in our committee is that for every dollar you spend in the Oregon Health Science University, you get $27 back. I mean, there's some economic development. Over 11,000 employees in that particular thing. We need some immediate things right here. I think as Senator Morris has said many times, we have a structural problem, and we need to address it in the long term. But in the short term, we need to put people to work. And we're in a very difficult situation. We're having to choose between K through 12 and higher education, community colleges, and all of those things. But I just feel like we are sending this budget out without considering the effect that we're going to have. And I feel that those are very negative effects, because, I mean, how do you choose between some of these very, very worthwhile programs in other areas? So I'm going to be voting no on this, just for the sense that I think we need to have a little bit more global view of the world.
Senator Gourley.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. We're going to pass out inadequate budgets in every category because we have inadequate revenue. And we have inadequate revenue because we have a tax structure that is also inadequate, a tax structure that was framed in the 20th century and that does not meet 21st century needs. So the budget we have before us, it falls far short of what we know are the needs in all of our school districts. But when you consider that it is a budget based on the revenue that is available, and that there are other draws on that revenue in human services and public safety, this is what we're left with. And again, it's inadequate, and I think that's what we need to call it, inadequate. I'm going to vote for it, but I'm voting for inadequacy. And I'm going to continue to make the point to the best of my ability, as long as I remain a part of this process, that what we're going to have to come to terms with as representatives of the people, and what the people of Oregon are going to have to find their way to, is tax reform. Our state is resting in a place that is mediocre, and I just happen to believe that we are better than that. We need to be better than that. Average isn't good enough, and more is required of all of us. And I could go on and on and on, and I won't, but this is inadequate.
Senator Morse.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First, I'd like to compliment you on the many hours of hard work that you and Senator Carter have put in on this budget, and I know that it has not been easy. And my compliments to you. I'm going to be voting no, principally from the perspective of the lack of due process, because this. The breakup of the Ways and Means, joint Ways and Means, looking at the comparative budgets, and how do we come together in some way that's reasonable, balancing all the issues that Senator Nelson is talking about in the hydraulics. There are just a lot of issues on the table, and we've now been a committee in the Senate and have not processed any of that to try to find that balance. And so that is disturbing to me, and I think we can do better than just running a bill without having that. And we need to have that discussion. The issue of the ending fund balance is a major, major consideration. And what ought that to be? Otherwise, likely we'll be right back here again trying to figure out what we're going to eliminate. So I just, it's hard to vote no. I'm not comfortable voting no, but I think we need to have broader discussions to come to that common ground as to what's the right number for K-12, Mr. Chair.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Senator Bates?
Aye.
Senator Carter?
Aye.
Senator Devlin?
Aye.
Senator Gourley?
Aye.
Senator Johnson?
Aye.
Senator Morse?
No.
Senator Nelson?
No.
Senator Westland?
Nope.
Chair Schrader?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Motion carries. I appreciate everyone's hard work. I think things will indeed get to that rosy future. At some point, we do have to agree to get out of Dodge here. This is just one of the first steps in moving this process forward, and I appreciate everyone playing their role. Thank you very much. Meeting adjourned.